Women in the Upper Lynn Canal usually travel to cities to give birth. COVID-19 has made a long trip more difficult. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. That story is up next. Alaska women who live in rural and remote communities usually travel to city centers to give birth against incredible geographical odds. But it hasn't always been this way. And COVID-19 has made the hard trip even more daunting. There's no road to the nearest hospital from Haines. It's about 100 miles by small plane or ferry through glacier-strewn mountains. So pregnant women here need to move to Juneau or another city with a hospital a month before their due date.
It's a lot to explain.
Lori Carter was pregnant with her third child when COVID-19 hit. Pregnant women are considered at high risk for serious illness due to the coronavirus.
I went to Juneau for my first ultrasound on March 11th or 12th, and that's kind of when everything started falling into place or falling apart.
As then-President Trump started announcing travel bans, she wasn't sure if she would make it home to Haines.
Like, I thought, well, they can't shut down this airport yet, hopefully, until I make it home, because my husband was home with the two little girls.
She did make it home, but she still had to plan to leave again, 3 weeks before her C-section appointment, just in case she went into labor early. That's because at the local clinic, there's no birth unit and no OBGYN. Her plan? Take the ferry to Juneau and live in a rental home with her two daughters. It wasn't always like this. Until the mid-80s, women gave birth in Haines. And if you lived here, Stan Jones was your doctor.
We took our pets to him. We took our people to him. Everything was done at the clinic. We didn't have a vet, so even our animals got stitched up down there from time to time.
Sherry Loomis and her husband Craig started their family in the 1970s. Dr. Jones saw Loomis throughout both her pregnancies. She describes her labors as quick. She was crowning with her second child when she arrived at the clinic. The room wasn't quite ready, so a nurse put Sherry on a gurney in the open hallway by the parking lot.
I'm like almost totally naked. Well, people are coming to church. By this time, the Presbyterian Church is having everybody come from the services, and they're wandering over to the car. And what's going on? Who's having their baby? Oh, dear. Anyway, you know, I didn't care at that point. I could care less. What I looked like, who saw what, it didn't matter.
They picked up steaks on the way home. She said the medical bill was about $400. With inflation, that's about $2,000 today. The doctor came by the house to check on them for a few days after the delivery. And now she's a proud grandma. Her own daughter was in Juneau, waiting to give birth when we spoke. These days, a woman in labor in Haines would be likely to get a medevac. That's because there's no operating room here. But back in the 70s, if things looked too complicated, Dr. Jones popped you in a ferry or on a commuter plane to Juneau.
Once or twice, a baby was born on the ferry.
Dr. Jones is sitting in his living room in a creaky rocker. Out the window behind him is the small boat harbor, framed by jagged peaks and the longest, deepest fjord in North America.
And once a baby was born midair, and so, you know, it just depends upon what the circumstances are, and certainly it's weather dependent.
Dr. Jones was Haines' physician from the 60s through the 80s. He attended over 600 births in Haines. No operating room, no backup, just forceps, his best judgment, and sometimes another doctor from the University of Washington on the telephone for advice.
We did not lose any mothers. We lost very few babies. In general, I felt that our record was very, very good.
But in the mid-80s, things started to change. Now, most women leave to give birth because the clinic tells them to. Women are asked to leave, move, essentially, in the third trimester, usually around 37 weeks. Dr. Jones says it wasn't danger that made women stop giving birth out here. He says it was money. He says he had to pay more for medical liability insurance than he made delivering babies.
To me, it is kind of criminal that women are expected to leave their family and go to a place where there's a hospital 3 or 4 weeks before their anticipated delivery. That makes it difficult on the other children. It makes it difficult on the husband and the relationship. That is something that I think is very unfortunate.
It's expensive for families to be out of town for a month, or longer if the baby's late. It's common for moms to do it alone while their spouses work. That's a month in hospital housing or a motel, eating takeout or hospital food, waiting. Last spring, though, Lori Carter and her husband Mike had a plan. She would take their 2 young daughters to Juneau until her C-section. Then he would arrive and go to the hospital with her. Carter's mom would come up from Kansas to watch the girls. The hospital was buttoned up tight to protect patients from COVID-19.
Mike was the only one allowed in and out of the hospital, but they had this wonderful setup so that the girls could get a picture outside from a window view of the new baby.
The hospital let them arrange a family photo through a strategic window. The girls are outside with their dad, and Lori and the new baby are inside. This is togetherness in the age of COVID-19. Lori's mom and the girls headed back to Haines to wait for Lori and their new brother to be discharged from the hospital. But when they got home, the family had a surprise. Lori's mom tested positive for the coronavirus.
And we were all back in Haines with a brand new baby, and all of us were considered close contacts.
They got lucky. Her mom was asymptomatic. She was isolated on the top floor of the house and talked to her granddaughters through a window.
And thank goodness, I had a lot of anxiety those first few days, but just like we'd done with every month and everything through this year, we said we can just take it one day at a time. We can do the best that we can, and we came out of quarantine okay.
There's no solution to this struggle in the works, at least not on the policy level. And for Carter, it's all relative.
Who's that baby? Do you have a happy baby in the mirror?
She sent a video of the new baby boy, Orson. She's tickling him in the mirror.
Good baby.
She says she tells him about 2020 and how it was hard and sad. But it brought him into the world. So it wasn't all bad. This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2020 National Fellowship. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.